This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even those who couldn't tell Call of Duty 4 from Super Mario Brothers know the video game business is big. The used video game business, also big, somewhere near $2 billion. And that's not just people selling old discs on Craigslist here either. Big global retailers like GameStop make a bunch of money selling used games, which is why the biggest global retailer of them all, Walmart, has decided it wants in on that action. It's offering store credit for old games, which it will eventually turn around and sell itself. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains the used game market.
There comes a point when a gamer has conquered the criminal underworld of Grand Theft Auto, completed every mission in Call of Duty, and beaten every team in Madden NFL.
This drive now.
Games are pricey and get old fast, so gamers trade them in to afford new ones. And stores make a killing, explains Morningstar analyst Liang Feng.
The market is a very profitable market. GameStop generates around 50% gross margins in the business.
Yes, 50% profit margins. Right now, Madden NFL 25 on PlayStation 4 sells for $60 new. GameStop gives $32.50 in store credit for a used copy, then turns around and sells it for $55.
We've seen other retailers come in, including Target, Best Buy, Amazon, but they haven't really captured significant market share from GameStop just because they've had difficulty offering the same product selection or offering the same prices.
Walmart's power may break GameStop's hold, but even if it doesn't, Walmart's Sarah McKinney points out the retailer could get extra business when people visit to trade in their games.
With almost a billion games sitting and collecting dust, they are sitting on that cash that can be applied to daily necessities and things that they want to treat them to.
Gartner analyst Brian Blau says taking trade-ins gets more people in the store, where they might buy more stuff.
You could just pick up your old games, see what kind of money that Walmart would give you for that. So there's a real value there. And going to a store like Walmart, that's a much more immersive and wide-ranging sort of shopping experience than you do, you know, going into a GameStop.
Not making money in used games? Makers of new games and consoles. Some have tried to stifle the used game market, but they've consistently backed down when gamers have pushed back. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.